And a study I read indicated that probably 95% of the population in this country at one point in, or another in their lives commits a crime. I mean, it may be like, you know, taking a candy bar and not paying for it. And I'm not going to ask everybody to raise their hands who hasn't committed a crime. You know, but think about it. Think about your lives. And think about who are the people who are then called to answer for that. And the role that the prison system then plays in manufacturing criminals and manufacturing crime. You know, one of the things I often point out with respect to my own experience was that, you know, when I went into jail, I was an assistant professor on my first job. I taught for 1 year, you know, longtime graduate student. And I really hadn't acquired very many skills with respect to shoplifting and, you know, boosting. But when I got into jail and the little time that I did spend with in the main population, which was in New York, I said it was about 4 weeks, and one of the things that happened was that every day the women practice. They practice. There was one woman who, sort of a big woman, who boasted that she could walk out of a store with a color television set between her legs. TV sets were much smaller then. We didn't have the big screen ones. But she would teach the women how to, you know, walk naturally with objects, books and things like that, between their legs. And there was like nothing else to do. There was no recreation, you know, and it was fun. You know, so I also learned, you know, I acquired some new skills. If I had gotten out and decided that I wanted to become a booster, I would have known how to do it. And I'm just talking about this on a very small scale, you know. In a larger sense, the prisons produce crime and criminals. Some of you may have read Michel Foucault, Discipline and Punish. There's a sense in which that argument that he makes is really true, concretely.